New York's Classic Rock, Q104.3, 712, The Beatles, Paul McCartney's Hey Jude. And after having spent decades and a few days in jail as one of the world's most famous users of marijuana, Paul McCartney claims that he has given it up. In a new interview, he says that he quit in order to be a better role model to his descendants. I don't do it anymore, he told the Daily Mirror. Why? The truth is, I don't really want to set an example to my kids and grandkids, you know, that would be negative. It's now a parent thing. According to numerous histories about the Beatles, McCartney was first turned on to pot in August 1964 when Bob Dylan visited them in their New York hotel room. George Harrison, however, George Harrison says that they first tried it in Hamburg. Yeah, we couldn't get much higher. Now, in July of 1967, 1 month after Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released, the Beatles were among members of British society who signed their names to an advertisement in the Times calling for legalization of marijuana, declaring that the law against marijuana is immoral in principle and unworkable in practice. But Paul McCartney notes there's a difference between his life then and now, adding, back then, I was just some guy around London having a ball. And the kids were little, so I just try and keep it out of their faces. So according to Paul Lifton's article in Ultimate Classic Rock, what does Paul McCartney do for a buzz these days? Quote, instead of smoking a spliff, I'll now have a glass of red wine. The last time I smoked was a long, long time ago. Well, everybody grows up sooner or later. Mm-hmm. Well, almost everybody grows up sooner or later. 7:14 here at Q104.
Be bold without...
See store for details.
Dunkin' Donuts, Q104.3 traffic.
Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:18, Ralph Hahn just posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Q104.3NY, a suggestion after hearing about the Paul McCartney story.
Yeah.
About how he gave up pot smoking. And Ralph suggested that we play a little of this.
And she held out some marijuana, huh? And it makes it hard to find a door.
Thank you so much for that, Ralph.
Hey, this is Cheech.
And this is Tommy Chong here.
Some Pink Floyd for you in the morning here at Q104.3. Welcome to a brand new day and a brand new month.
I'm Steve Walsh. That we should get.
Keep it on Q104.3.com for more profiles on the greatest bands and the greatest albums ever made.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to the Jim Kerr Rock and Roll Morning Show on New York's Classic Rock, Q104.3.
Love. 7:35, do you feel like making love? Well, if you're a guy, according to those statistics, this is the time of day when you most feel like it. Here's Paul Rogers, Bad Company, at the Q. Aerosmith, Living on the Edge, here at Q104.3. It's 8:44. We have 10 in a row to kick off your workday coming up in just a few minutes here at the Q. Shelley just handed me the monthly calendar. I see it's International Men's Month.
Yes.
I should have played I'm a Man this morning.
Yes. Well, you have all month.
Well, but the first day of the month is the time to do it. National Bathroom Reading Month. National Smile Month. Adopt a Shelter Cat Month. It's Celibacy Awareness Month. I don't need an awareness month. I'm aware every damn day. It's International Accordion Awareness Month. It's Candy Month. It's Dairy Month. It's Dairy Alternatives Month.
Well, to be fair.
Do we have to be fair all the time?
Politically correct world, yes.
It's National Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Month, Corn and Cucumber Month, Lemon and Mango Month, National Papaya Month. June is Turkey Lovers Month. I would think that would be November.
You would think.